But first, President Trump has outlined a series of priorities he wants for any deal to protect DACA recipients. Those are the undocumented immigrants who were brought here as young children and allowed to stay and work under the Obama administration program. The president announced he was ending DACA, but is giving Congress 6 months to come up with a more permanent solution. Among other things, the White House wants Congress to include cuts to legal immigration, money for the border wall, and tougher border security in a measure to protect DACA recipients. This comes after President Trump said he'd reached a deal with Democratic leaders in Congress to replace DACA. Top Democrats are critical of the president's new proposal. With me to talk about this back and forth is Cal Gilson. He's a professor of political science at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. And Cal, is it fair at this point to call DACA recipients, or at least their situation, a political football?
Well, I think that is fair, and it has been fair for the last 16, 17 years. The DREAM Act was first introduced in Congress in 2001 and has never been passed. And there are a series of alternative bills, many of them more conservative by Republican lawmakers. And then about 3 weeks ago, President Trump met with the Democratic leaders, and they seem to strike at least an agreement to work together to try to resolve the unsettled circumstances of the DACA young people. But that has come apart because a couple days ago, the president released his must-haves for any resolution, and they are border security and very strict enforcement. So it's still very much up in the air.
Well, and it would seem as though the agreement that he reached with the Democratic leadership would have been not terribly popular among Republicans, and the list he released just a couple days ago was not very popular with the Democrats. So I would imagine that the status of these Dreamers is still very much up in the air. Is there a political risk to both parties for that? This is a population that poll after poll has shown many, many people feel sympathy for and would like for them to be able to stay here.
Yeah, I think that's right. There is danger of both parties. The greatest danger is to the Republican Party, I think. But I can just quickly say for the Democrats, the danger is that they appear to be in favor of open borders, in favor of little border enforcement, little internal management of people in the country illegally. And that's not what the polls show the public wants. So the Democrats have to be careful not to argue both for DACA recipients, the young people, to have a path to citizenship, but for their families and for them to be able to bring extended families and for anyone who gets into the country to have a claim to stay, because I think that's dangerous for the Democrats. For the Republicans, the danger, as you suggest, is that the public seems to feel that the DACA young people who grew up in this country, who feel like Americans, have the right to a path to citizenship. And that is 70% or so of Americans, including a small majority of Republicans. So I think that anything that has a strict border control first before we talk about the DACA young people feel to it is bad for the Republican Party.
Do you get a sense one way or the other from any of these various proposals what is actually a serious proposal and what might be looking to negotiate for some other reason?
Yeah, I think the one thing that the Democrats are trying to do is to get a clear path to citizenship for the DACA young people. And they know that the current spending program for the federal government runs out in mid-December. And so they feel that President Trump is going to need Democrat votes to get a new spending mandate passed through the Congress. And that's their point of maximum leverage to get an opening for a DACA path to citizenship. And I think Republicans feel that controlling both houses of Congress and the presidency, if they can't get, if not Trump's border wall completely built, at least serious upgrades to the infrastructure along the border. 10,000 new border control agents was also in the president's talking points from Sunday, as well as much more serious inside the country, internal management of people in the country illegally, that they will have missed their prime opportunity.
It kind of seems like some of those are mutually exclusive, which leads me to wonder whether or not something can actually happen, whether there is a deal to be struck, a compromise to be made here.
Well, I think there is a deal to be struck. We're looking at two sides with their early positioning. We're about 1 month into a six-month period for DACA to be resolved by Congress. And so we're seeing both Democrats and Republican state kind of maximalist early positions as we get down to the wire, as frequently happens in Congress and in Washington, D.C. You don't make a final decision and come to a resolution until the last minute. But I think there is a place where the two sides can come together. In fact, Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona has a proposal that is strong on border control, but gives a path to citizenship for the DACA young people and their children, but not to their extended family. So I'm not sure that the Flake proposal is where it'll end up, but somewhere like that is probably where it will be resolved.
Cal Jolson is a professor of political science at SMU. Cal, thanks a lot.
Thank you.